Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. And again, once again, I have my wonderful, wonderful co-hosts, A. Michelle Grogan, Sky Vaughn, and Janet Hurd. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Tonight we're going to talk about becoming how in your relationships sometimes you can become so comfortable until you lose all sense of formality, the formalities that you had when you were in your courtship and you were dating. And some people even get to the point where they start to become ungrateful in the relationship and show a lack of appreciation for their partner or their wives or their husbands or their husbands, whatever you call them. And it starts to take a toll on the relationship. And tonight we're going to talk about how being comfortable is a good thing, but you don't want it to become a bad thing. So we're going to open up tonight again. This is an open forum. You're free to speak. Everyone's line is open at the moment. If you feel like you have a lot of activity or noise going on in the background so that it doesn't come over the wire to everyone, just mute yourself. And when you get ready to speak or something, just unmute yourself. But for right now, all mics are open. You can give your area code and the last four digits of your number so we have some way of identifying you. Or for those of you who are bold and know that this is a safe space, you can give your name because it will not go anywhere. So welcome to everyone. If it's your first time, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you coming in. If you return, welcome, welcome. We love you for coming back every week. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what happens when we first get together and how different we are in the relationship and sometimes how that can turn awry and we can become comfortable and ungrateful in our relationship. So ladies, I'm going to open the floor up and let you guys do some talking first, and then I'll open the floor up to the callers on the line, and then we'll do what we do. We'll go back and we'll let them join in on the conversation, and we'll just we'll let iron sharpen iron tonight about this situation, because sometimes we try to hide things, or we think that things about our relationships are hidden, and it's not as hidden as we think they are. People can visibly see some of the issues we have going on, so why not talk about it so that we don't have to worry about hiding anything? We can fix those things. So I'm going to start the night off. Let's start with, hi, Michelle. I'm just pulling straws tonight. And Michelle, let's start with you with regard to the importance of becoming comfortable in your relationship and, you know, what that period looks like.
I think it's important to become comfortable within your relationship because you want to feel like you're in a safe space to be vulnerable, to show your scars, to reveal your fears, and share your dreams. That's why I think it's very important to become comfortable within your relationship, because I think you have to expose those aspects of yourself to really experience a true connection.
Yeah. I agree with that. Anyone that have anything they want to add to that, or anyone else on the panel that, you know?
Yeah, this is Sky. I agree with A. Michelle about being comfortable. I think we're talking about two different things here. So it's really important to become comfortable in your space for those reasons, being vulnerable, things like that. But I think for the sake of this conversation, you're talking about comfortable to the point of probably taking your partner for granted, some selfish behaviors and things coming in like that. And that becomes the issue. And I've been doing a workshop for the past few weeks, and a lot of that has come up, and I'm emphasizing the importance to come into a relationship as you are. You know, don't bring the representative, because you are going to come out eventually. If you're not used to sending flowers every week, don't start off doing that. Have the person expecting things like that, you know? So you have to come in as you are and trust that that person is going to accept you for that and for who you are in the moment. That way later, you know, they can't say, well, you know, you did this and now you're not doing it anymore.
You're here. Janet?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what usually happens a lot of times in relationships or early on in a relationship or even getting to know someone, dating someone, on the lines to get to know them and even becoming into a relationship, in the very beginning, they're still caught up in the newness of it all. And, you know, it may be unfortunate, but most times I think people do send that representative. And it's not so much that they're trying to be fake and phony. I think it's kind of like a safeguard that they have, because they really, really don't know, you know, what's totally, they're not comfortable. They're just not comfortable yet with that individual. So to them, in the beginning, they see this woman as almost not, they know no one's perfect, but to them, they see them, wow, she's, you know, she's just everything that I wanted, because, you know, both may be putting that representative out there, you know. So then they might start off, you know, with special notes and sending special letters or buying flowers and all those things, because they are acting upon how they feel or how they see this woman. Because if this woman to them in the beginning is that angel and this form of wow, she's everything that I wanted, they're gonna act accordingly. As time goes on in a relationship, as you begin to spend more time with that person, more quality time, and really getting to know them, you know, and you start seeing that person in every aspect of their emotions. You start seeing them when they're happy. You see them when they're sad. You see them when they're excited, when they're angry, when they're depressed. You start seeing them in every facet of their emotions. And then that's when you truly learn a person for who they truly are. Once you be around the person and you experience them in those times in their life, it might be some things that you may not really, really care for. So by this time, you know, that person might say, well, you know what, I wish you just leave me alone. I'm tired. I told you I didn't want to be bothered. Just, you know, just go. Just call me later or whatever. So now you're getting your feelings and you soak, because you're like, wow, this ain't the woman that I thought she was, you know. But you still care for that person because you're sensitive to what she's going through at that time. And so when you get comfortable in a relationship and you can feel like you can do that, when you're in the newness, you kind of walk on shallow ground or kind of on eggshells because you don't want to hurt that person's feelings. It's when you can just say things and say, well, they care enough about me, they're not going anywhere. That's what you call the taking for granted type of thing, or what have you, or whatever. But I think once you get in a place of complacency in a relationship, you know, and you begin taking that person for granted to where you feel like you can just say things and do things or whatever, and they care enough about you not to do anything, you know, then that other person gets to the point of, well, you know what, she's not really who I thought she was, even though I care about her, but I'm not going to be sending her flowers every day. You know what I mean? Mm. So things change. Yeah.
But again, when I think about being comfortable, I'm sorry, Sky, you can go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, just quickly, just to back to my comment, when I'm talking about coming in as who you are, when you own who you are and you come in, you're not going to walk on eggshells for anyone. You're just going to be who you are, simply who you are. Yeah, you can get caught up in the newness of it, you know, and the excitement, but you're still who you are. It's not about who that other person is, you know, so much. That's going to reveal itself in time. But you have to come into this thing as who you are. own who you are and present that, and then and later it won't change, you know. So that's why I think that's where the topic is going, if I'm not mistaken, if we want to clarify that. It's not about the other person so much. It's who you are, how you come in. Because once you own who you are, there's nobody going to make you walk on eggshells. Nobody.
Right.
Okay. Just gonna
for the people
who
just for the people who just called in, came in, we're talking about how becoming comfortable in your relationship is a good thing, but losing all formalities can cause ungratefulness and a lack of appreciation for your partner in your relationship, and that being overly comfortable in a way can become a bad thing. So everyone was talking a little bit about how, you know, what it means to be comfortable. And I agree with what Skye was saying. I agree with also with what A-Michelle was saying with regard to you have to be comfortable because you want to make sure that you're comfortable in your space and everything. But when I'm talking about being comfortable, I'm talking, first of all, comfort comes from getting to know one another. And I'm a stickler, and I'm really big on it, and you guys will be able to throw it at me forever and ever and a day. But I'm going to tell you, during your courtship and your dating period, you do just that. You court that person, and you date that person, and you get to know that person, and that's how you become comfortable. A lot of times people masquerade. And this is when I'm talking about becoming comfortable and then starting to show a sense of ungratefulness. Because a lot of times people masquerade and they don't do what Skye was talking about, coming in and showing who they are. And they don't do that because they're fearful. Because they think if they reveal themselves and all of who they are, you know they come with some stuff sometimes that nobody wants to deal with. So you don't get that until once they think this is a relationship, I'm in there, I'm good, nothing's gonna happen. They're, you know, they're too stuck on me to be able to, you know, say this is not for me. I'm feeling unappreciated, and you're being extremely ungrateful, and hold you accountable for your behavior and your sense of becoming so comfortable that you forgot that there are formalities that exist in any kind of relationship. Yeah, you're my friend and we're cool and everything, and I love you and I should be able to say anything to you, but I still have to be mindful of how I say it to you because you still have feelings. So we can't toss all formalities to the wind where it shows that we don't appreciate it. If you can't tell your partner or someone you truly care about the good things about them, don't sit there just beating them up with the bad stuff and the stuff you don't like that you're going to be picking on, because that's a lack of appreciation for who that person is. You know, and that's the kind of stuff that I want to address tonight, because, see, for me, it's okay to be comfortable because it's important to be comfortable, because being comfortable with one another means that we know one another and we're getting to know one another. And, you know, there are some things that we've shared and we just know how that was. But I can't come in here and my wife cook the meal and sit down, get a plate, have no conversation, not even say thank you for the work that she put into that meal, get up, go upstairs, take a shower, put on my clothes, and walk out the door. I didn't show any appreciation whatsoever, and I'm ungrateful because I almost gave the sense of I'm entitled to these things, and I don't owe you a thank you for it. You're supposed to do it, and that's not right. That's not even true. My wife is not responsible for making me meals. I mean, if that's what she wants to do, and that's how we said, if that's the role she took on, but I can come in here and make some meals too. I have just as much of the responsibility to give back to my partner and let my partner know that I appreciate her and I'm grateful for her being a part of my life and dealing with who I am. And trust me, I lay out who I am. Who I am, and she rolls with it. I appreciate that. And every opportunity I get and every opportunity I have, I let her know that and I show her that. So that's what I mean by us becoming comfortable to the point where we think those things that we were doing early on, and I don't mean the super, you know, that over the top stuff. I'm talking about your simple, basic things, and we have to learn to appreciate those little simple, basic things. You know, we think everything is supposed to be a major celebration. If it's not a major celebration, then you're not doing nothing for me. And some people have such an overwhelming sense of entitlement that, shoot, before they can celebrate what you've done for them, they're looking for the next thing. That's ungrateful and not appreciating. Because you got to taste stuff long enough to be able to say whether or not you like it. See, you can't just say, I don't like it and didn't taste it. You have to sit with things to see whether or not you like it. So if someone does something for you, you know, in order to be able to say whether or not it was, you deem it worthy or you can appreciate it or you're grateful for it, you got to acknowledge it. And those are the things we're talking about that erode a relationship, that will make a person pull back and stop sharing themselves with you and stop doing things for you. And you'll be the first person to say, oh, they changed. Mm-hmm. They ain't even treating me like they used to. Because you don't appreciate it like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we want to lay out tonight. Those kinds of things and those feelings of feeling underappreciated and feeling like your partner is ungrateful. And lay that out on the table because we want to help you be able to go back and work that out. And be able to express those things to your partner. Because remember, it's not just for one person to be comfortable. Everybody's supposed to be comfortable in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And no relationship belongs to one individual of the relationship. That relationship flows in both directions. Traffic is flowing. One person is giving, the other person is receiving, and that person is giving, and the other person is receiving. It's not supposed to be one-sided because, again, you'll deplete their resources if you're just taking all the time and never giving anything back. So we want to talk a little bit about signs of ungratefulness and feeling underappreciated. But before we get into that, I'd like to open up the floor to some of the callers and see if you have any questions for the panel and for the host and the co-host, and we'll address those things. And I see y'all out there, and there's a lot of you out there. So somebody, I'm hoping, will feel safe enough to say something. Hello? All right, guys. Hopefully you'll warm up and eventually say something or ask a question or add something to the conversation.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about signs of ungratefulness and showing unappreciation. Anybody want to take a stab at that first?
For me, a big sign of being ungrateful is when you get mad when I don't do something that I'm used to doing and maybe don't feel like doing, such as cooking dinner or doing your laundry. As you mentioned earlier before, a person does do those things because they want to, not because I have to or because I owe you that. I do that because I love you and I want to take care of you. But if I'm having a bad day or if I'm tired or if I just don't want to do it, that should be understood and respected. And perhaps maybe you should do it instead of getting an attitude with me or want to argue with me or make it a big deal.
Okay. Anybody want to expand on that? Let's get something from a masculine center end of that. You know, there are some of us out there that think that certain responsibilities aren't ours. And then there are certain, it depends on the role that some people have a lot of role playing going on in their relationships, and they just think there are some things they don't have to do and they shouldn't be doing. And it's not their responsibility to do it. I'll take care of ABC and you take care of XYZ. Let's talk about a little of that because, you know, A. Michelle pulled out a perfect example that there could be a day she comes home and she's Miss High Diva Femme, by the way, guys. The day she might come home and she's had one of those days and she just can't, she's at the end of her rope. And now she needs you to do some of those things that she does for you on a regular basis. I mean, what a wonderful way to show appreciation, to not expect her to continue to do it, you know, even when she's tired.
Well, I do have a way that I'll remind you when you come for me like that. when I do have a mentally exhausting day at work, because I love taking care of my mate, I love cooking, I love doing laundry, I love doing the roles that are traditionally for the wife or the lady, and I say traditionally, it's not how it should be, but just the roles that were traditionally for the wife, I enjoy those roles, but if I decide not to because I'm tired and I don't have any young children and I don't have to, and you treat me as if I owe you, I will cuss you clean out and sit down. And I probably won't do it for a while because I need to remind you that, yeah, I do this because I love you, not because I owe this to you.
Now, we're not telling you to go cuss nobody out. That's her way.
That's how A. Michelle do it. Yes.
That's how A. Michelle do it.
That's my way.
That's
A.
Michelle.
She said she's gonna go on and cuss you out, and you know, and then tell you I ain't doing nothing.
I think Sky needs to educate the rest of the listeners on the proper, healthy way to do it. You know, that's not my area.
No, I wouldn't suggest cursing somebody out. I wouldn't do that. But it goes back to the expectations, like you said. You know, when you get in a relationship, it's your lover, it's your friend, it's your partner. It's all of those things. I know in our community, sometimes we do come into relationships in what people call roles. You know, in my relationship, I am totally the femme, and I like masculine. My partner is masculine. So with that comes a certain dynamic in a relationship, but sometimes that can be taken too far, and I'm just going to use that because that's my place, where I come from. You can't be so hooked into expectations of what this group does and what that. If your partner needs help with something, then you need to help her. You know, if she doesn't feel like cooking, it shouldn't be expected that, or you shouldn't get mad because she doesn't cook one night. You should look at it from, babe, what's wrong? What's the matter? What happened? How was your day? You know, and let her explain her day. And it's like, okay, well, let me go cook something, or do you want me to go pick something up for us to eat? You know? And that's a way of communicating. But this workshop I'm doing right now, what I'm trying to focus on is, instead of always looking at what the other person is not doing or waiting for a ball to drop over there with the other person, focus on you and what you're doing, how you respond, you know, and then, for the sake of this communication we're having tonight, as far as being comfortable, things like that, look at you and see, okay, what am I not doing? What was I doing before? You know, and what am I not doing now? You know, and see what you can do. Remind yourself that, okay, I'm getting a little bit comfortable here. Maybe I need to pick it up a little bit. You know, because it happens to all of us. We get a little comfortable, you know, and we should, you know, we should be comfortable in our space, but when it comes to not appreciating our mate, when we see that falling away a little bit, we need to pick that back up and understand why it's happening and then move forward with that.
Right. Yeah, because you know your one of the things is that we know that life happens. You know, as long as we exist and as long as we continue to live, life is going to happen, and things happen that cause changes. And by those things, I mean, you know, you may have had to take some kind of cut in pay, or you switched jobs and now you're not making the same thing that you were making, or, you know, things happen. Someone got sick and it took a major toll on the life. We know those kinds of things happen, and when those, you may have been a person who showed your appreciation and showed your gratefulness through things and money and your partner could have potentially gotten comfortable with it, especially if it was really nice things that they really enjoyed having. If life happens to you and financially things start to take a turn, you know, you may have to find different ways to show your appreciation and show your gratefulness, and it doesn't make you any less of a person, and they shouldn't see you as any less of a person, because remember, this is somebody who's supposed to love you and who's supposed mm-hmm. to truly care about you, and they know they're there with you. They know life happened, and so they shouldn't even have the same expectation. Within that aspect of it that, you know, you had before, because there was a time when you used to do it, you're not doing it now, not because you don't want to do it or because you don't you're not grateful for them or you don't appreciate them. It's that you just can't do it like that anymore right now. And, you know, the pendulum, like life does, will swing and move upward again. And then you'll be looking at, you know, a situation in a different way and potentially doing those same things again. We don't want to get to the point where our partners are just a means of receiving things, and that's the only way we can understand that they're grateful and they appreciate us. Because, again, like I said, life happens, and you can get to the point where you give people so many things, tell them what you're giving them doesn't mean anything to them anymore. It's just almost like a kid where you buy too much for Christmas, they just tearing open packages. They're not even looking at it anymore. They're just tearing them open and moving on to the next gift and hoping none of it is clothing. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have to be, and because of things like that, you have to be mindful of how you're training the person to receive and understand gratefulness and gratitude and appreciation from you. Because, you know, you might switch it up. And you want them to understand that switching it up is okay, and it doesn't mean you care any less about them. There's a lot of things, again, that we have to look at ourselves about, as Sky was saying, to the way that we are receiving gratitude and appreciation from the people we love and from the people who are in our lives. Some of us don't know how to receive it, and some of us don't know how to give it. So, you know, and in those ways, we have to help one another in showing. Sometimes you have to, some people say, I'm too old to train you up. If somebody says, teach me how to love you, if your response to them is, I shouldn't have to teach you how to love me, then, you know, I'm kind of looking like, wait, now this person is saying, well, I don't feel like I'm giving you what it is that you need, and I don't feel like I'm loving you the way that you want to love, and I'm asking you to tell me how you want and how you need to be loved. And if you tell me that you are too old to do it and you shouldn't have to teach me, in my mind, and this is just me, this is just Minister Dupree Ulrich, I'm thinking you don't even know. So you can't tell me, then, you know, to tell me you think you're too old, I don't know you. I'm just starting to learn you, and I'm trying to hit the mark as often as I can. Why put me through trial and error when you can just tell me? It's almost like sex. You know, if you know what turns you on, why let somebody fumble around with you when you can receive pleasure and it doesn't have to ever be awkward? And then look at them side-eyed like, oh, well, maybe the next time it'll be better, when you could have just instructed them gently to receive. See, you don't have to have awkward sex ever. And you don't have to have an awkwardness in your relationship ever. If you know what it is that you need and you want and you're open to share it without any fear. If they're going to judge you, well, maybe that's not the person for you. Let's open up the floor. Anybody have any questions out there? Anyone have anything they want to say? Because we're going to go with this in any direction you guys want to move. We're flexible. I'm going to start calling out some phone numbers on you guys in a minute. You're being too quiet. Well, I'm going to read one of the statements that I got from someone earlier who said when we got to a subject like this, they wanted to hear something. What they wanted to know was, why is it that even when they were doing things in the way that they thought were the right way to do it, why is it that their partner just seems so downright disrespectful towards them? You know, they would call them out of their name. They threaten them, just almost like have a sense of control, but they wanted to be free to live and do as they wanted to do. They'd go out, stay all out all the hours of the night and come back in the wee hours, you know, wanting to. Their idea of relationship was, after they've done everything they wanted to do with everybody they wanted to do it with, coming in and having sex with you or just coming in to go to sleep. And they wanted to know, what is it that they were doing potentially to lead that person to thinking that that was perfectly all right and they didn't have to show any appreciation or respect towards them. Anybody want to tackle that for them? And I'll send that information to them.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. I was going to go back to, there's a group that we belong to, and the topic came up once about, going out, and I think the topic was, do you have a curfew or something like that, to that effect, and I was really shocked. I was really shocked and a little bit disheartened to hear all of the comments of, I can go when I please and come back when I want to. I'm grown. There don't need to be any curfews on me. I think, no, when you use the word curfew, it brings up a whole different meaning. But if you're in a relationship and you think it's okay to just go out, stay out any time of the night, and then come back in, I think it's disrespectful. I was a little bit surprised at the amount of people who thought it wasn't, that if a person felt that way, that they were being insecure. You know, I don't think I commented on it. I just kind of listened. It's a group that has awesome information, awesome topics that I learn a lot from, that I use for my, you know. But with things like that, when you're in a relationship with your partner, it's about you and your person. That's what a relationship is. If you're not ready for that, if it's all about you and doing whatever you want to do and come and go when you want to go, then you're not ready for a relationship. So it does become disrespectful when you do things like that. There's no if and ands or buts about it. It's a disrespectful thing. And those are some of the things that I think people can become comfortable with, you know. And then they'll put it on the other person, oh, you're being insecure, you know. And it's not that. You've made a commitment to this thing here that you're building with somebody, you know. So it's being respectful for that, the person, and for that in your relationship and the union that you've come to, that you're forming.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Janet,
Well, kind of going off of what Sky, you know, has said, I think you get responses like that because you have to kind of look at it from a view of, you know, the big picture. Because, I mean, traditionally we might look at it and say, well, you know, it's the right thing to do to let your partner know, well, look, I'm going to go out, hang out for, you know, a few hours or whatever, and I don't know what time I'm going to be back, so don't wait up for me, you know. But, you know, the more traditional kind of thing will be, you know, they might even give a time. I'm not going to be out later than 2, you know, I'll be in at 1 or whatever. So I'll call you on my way or blah, blah, blah. You need me to pick something up. That type of thing. But then you have another type of relationship that is totally different. It may not be so structured in that same way. You know what I mean? It has more of a free-spirited or free-flowing type of, you know, relationship, and both parties is okay with it. Doesn't mean that you know, oh, that's bad, they're being disrespectful. It just means that's okay for them, for that type of relationship. If they feel like, you know, well, I know she's okay, you know, she texts me, let me know she's okay, she's doing this and she's doing that. And that's not something that they do maybe on a regular, but every now and then something comes up and they hang out or whatever. Some people don't see it as disrespectful. I say whatever works for that couple, you know, then so be it. But I can't, you know, be okay with what's going on in my household and then look outside of my household and see what's going on in somebody else's and say they're being disrespectful. I can't do that. You know, that is disrespectful to you because that's not something that's tolerated by you. But whatever is tolerated by someone else and they're okay with it, then so be it. I kind of look at things as a diversity. You know, everybody is different. Not no one couple is going to act or be the same way, and it goes for everybody else because that's your norm. What might be your norm may not be the norm for someone else. Also, I want to add on to say, too, as earlier I was talking about, as it related to the walking on eggshells, I didn't mean, you know, walking on eggshells as a means of not being yourself. You're being yourself, but I was speaking more on the lines of if a person is going through some traumatic experience or something happened, like their father passed away or whatever, and they're just caught up in that moment, and that, you know, and you're trying to be there, and they might lash out and say, I don't want to be bothered, I want to whatever. I count that kind of stuff off as, okay, you're in the moment. I don't even take it literally like, you know, because you say things when you're emotional, when you whatever. When I say walk on eggshells, I mean to the point where you kind of like you're learning that person. You've never seen them in this state before. So now you kind of like kind of feel your way of how should I handle this in the visual. That's what I mean by walking on eggshells. I don't mean coming off because your regular norm, you being yourself, might come off and you know, say some things that really, really hurt her. But you can't always do that. It depends on the situation. And maybe I should not use the term walking on eggshells, but I'm saying just be a little bit more, you know, cautious when trampling in on a situation that you don't really know this person to have experience in. That's all I was saying. That's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay. I do want to say that in truth and in life and in reality, we are more alike than we are different. And we all like to think that our individual relationships are so unique till it will not pattern or match or meet a million or 100 million other relationships out there. We as humans are more alike than we are different. Statistically, we tend to statistically there'll be more people who say things like I can come and go as I please that don't feel it's okay for their other half to do the same. Then you'll find where both parties are in agreement with that behavior and everything is fine. And, you know, and we're not going to bag anyone and we're not going to stereotype anyone, but we're going to say that when we're looking at overall numbers and we're looking at a macro level of relationships, most relationships tend to have set unwritten rules that exist for relationships. There will be people who don't have them or who don't, you know, deal with them, but we're talking about socialization, and most people are socialized long before they get into their first relationship beyond family and friends. So we're talking about adulthood relationships where you're socialized for at least 18 years as to how relationships work. So we're more alike than we are different. There'll be some things we'll do a little different, but it's not like more people are, well, I'm cool, you come and go as you please, and I'll do the same, and and the smaller number is, well, you know, there should be some state of respect. It's actually the opposite of that. It doesn't mean that they don't exist in both of those venues or even more options than that. It just means that because of the way that we are socialized, relationships are more on those unwritten rules than they are on just, you know, everybody flying willy-nilly at the seat of their pants. And the reason why it doesn't work all the time in every way is because it causes a whole lot of issues, because people have preconceived notions as to how relationships should go because of the way that we've been socialized, and we don't get socialized differently. We have social norms. And we're all, whether we change them as we get older or not, or as time goes and we figure out they're not working for us, we all start off being socialized under the same norms. So, you know, I want to throw that out there to add to the conversation that both Sky and Janet were having, and to interject that into there to give some statistics and put some macro onto not making everything so micro, because when we're talking in here, unless you ask us something individually, we're not individualizing it. We're talking about it at a macro level, talking about how most things happen. And, you know, you get to tweak what works and you keep what works. You throw out what doesn't. That's life. That's how we operate in life. But we do know that there are a set of social norms, and we're not trying to put any of the norms on you. We're just saying we can't sit here and have a discussion in truth and act like we don't have societal norms that are out there. To throw into something that Sky said, the catch-all for whenever someone is questioning you or holding you accountable in a relationship at a macro level is, if you're asking me something or you're holding me accountable for something that I feel is perfectly fine but you don't feel is perfectly fine, then my catch-all, not my personally, I'm speaking my in a macro level, my catch-all is you're insecure. That's the main catch-all right there. You're insecure. You know what? I don't appreciate the fact that every time you get a phone call, you go out and you step into another room, you know. I feel a little uncomfortable about that. I'm not insecure. I'm just curious as to why every conversation that you're having, you need privacy for, you know. I thought that we had a little bit more than that, no matter what it is, or what is it that you're really hiding. Does that really make me insecure, or does that make me say, I'm noticing something that you're doing, and either you don't trust me, you're talking about my insecurity, but you're the one walking away all the time. Either you don't trust me, or you're insecure that whatever you're talking about or what you're doing is something. So, see, that can be turned all kinds of ways, and we have to be careful when we're making catch-alls of people being insecure because they're calling you on the carpet about something that they may not be interested in that you feel is perfectly fine because, again, we're products of our environment. We want to put that out there. We're not saying that everything is one way. We're saying that here is what happens on the grand scale of relationships. Now you take what we're talking about on the grand scale of relationships, and you pick and pull. Like sometimes everybody don't eat all of the grapes that they have on those little vines, and you pick around it, the ones that you want, that you have an interest in, and you put it in your mouth and you feed on it. That's the same thing we're doing here. We're presenting it out there. We're going to give you a hodgepodge of stuff, and you pick and choose what you need, and you utilize it in the way that best suits you. But don't forget that we're more alike than we are different. We have unique things about us. But I can put us in a room and sit down, and we'll have more in common than we'll have not in common if we just get a whole list of things and have people to check it off. So we'll have more people sitting on that side of the room where more in common than we'll have sitting on that side of the room where they all by themselves and they ain't matching nobody. That's a tough one, because just simply the fact that we're, you know, we have social norms, and we grew up in a society where you had to follow rules at some point in time. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to throw that out there. And I didn't want anyone to think that in the back and forth we're saying one way is right and one way is wrong. we're just saying these are ways and these are things. But we can have these open discussions because we have a lot in common that we may not be acknowledging, but we have a lot out there in common. And getting back to about appreciation and some of the many ways that one can show that we appreciate one another, and some of the little telltale signs that show that a person doesn't appreciate you. I'm going downstairs to get some water. Would you care for some water?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just getting up, going out there to get some water, coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that's petty. But it really isn't. I mean, they might even say no. But the fact, it's just a courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common courtesy, like walking in the door and saying hello.
It's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's those things, and it's those little small things that we can become so comfortable about, we can't do it. Sometimes I'm running out of here, I'm so last minute, and I've walked the dog, and I tried to get some extra Z's in, and I'm pushing, I'm running, and I'm saying, baby, I'm gone, lock the door. And sometimes I have to get called, what, no kiss goodbye? I'm so sorry, baby, I'm sorry. But I'm like, I'm going to get in that traffic and I'm going to be late. But, you know, but I'm thinking so totally somewhere else till, you know, I took that for granted because, you know, she might not be here when I get back to give that kiss later. I can't take for granted that I'll be able to do it later. So if I want her to have a kiss, I need to figure out a way. I'm running, I'm pushing. Baby, come here. Mwah, I'll talk to you later. Call you. Even if it's not those long passionate ones like I like to give, I mean, just so she knows, ain't nothing changed. I still love you, girl. It's those kinds of things. We sometimes are all or nothing people. I had a friend who, you know, I say, well, how could you let that bill get that? You could have paid, you know, called, made a raise and say, well, I didn't have it all, so I didn't pay nothing. Okay, well, what's that philosophy about? So sometimes we think if we can't give it all, we can't get it all, then we're not going to do it. Sometimes a quickie has to do. It has to suffice. You know, you might not be able to do it all. You're tired, you're exhausted, but I got you. Don't worry about me. Tonight I got you. That way I know that'll cut down on the time and I can go ahead on. And I'm going to love you. Give you what you need, and then I'm going to go to sleep. Kind of thing, you know. We can't take for granted that the small things won't count, and you can't discount the small things. That's what we're talking about. Anyone want to throw some more stuff out there? And we have any people out in the audience who's ready to talk now? You guys are letting us just talk the time away. You're not saying anything. You're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ladies.
I was thinking also, you know, because I'm a type of person like this. And first of all, I was playing the devil's advocate when I spoke before about people on the outside might do things a different way. Me, myself, personally, I'm going to always give my woman the utmost respect. Always. You know, if I'm going to do something, if I'm going somewhere, she's going to know where I am. And I'm going to come back in the house at a respectable hour, what I call, or what we would consider to be a respectable hour, because I don't want to do anything to make her feel uneasy and uncomfortable. That's very important to me, you know, how I make her feel. So, but what I said was based on there are those that are couples that in agreement with it's okay for them. I'm not talking, you know, but anyway, talking about the thoughtful, being considerate, and showing appreciation or whatever, I enjoy doing that. Because it's all of who I am. You know, it's the little things that matter. Sometimes we go all out and try to do stuff all big and trying to represent, yeah, I'm going to do this, my baby's going to, you know. Just do it from your heart. Don't really even do it to get a big old response from her. When it's naturally, when it comes natural for you, you're going to do it anyway. Whether she responds in a certain way that you want her to or not, don't expect anything from her as far as her respond. No more than a thank you. Oh, thank you, babe. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think more than that, then, you know, sometimes it allows you to get in your feelings. Every little thing deserves a thank you. And that's with anybody, whether it be my partner, whether it's anybody. I'm just a grateful person because I was raised that way, you know, regardless of anything else. But I'm definitely going to make sure that my woman, let her know that I'm grateful for the things that she do, the things she say, you know, whatever it is, she don't have to do it. I realize that. Nobody has to do anything for you. You know, and I don't believe in taking people for granted. I don't want them to feel that I'm taking them for granted. And I don't want to be or feel taken for granted myself. I don't want that. You know, because the things that I do or the things that I have done, you know, as it relates to being in a relationship and showing my woman how much I'm grateful and I appreciate her, it's like second to none. I already know it. But I ain't trying to put my thoughts out there for y'all to feel, so I'm just going to keep that to myself. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
You're a mess.
I know. It's real, though. It's real.
Yeah. One of the things we want to leave you with for sure, is that there are a multitude of ways that you can show gratefulness and appreciation, even if it's nothing more than in the morning before you roll out of bed, giving a kiss and saying, good morning, I love you, and moving on. I mean, we're talking small things that make people feel absolutely phenomenal to the point where no gift you could buy, I mean, it might excite them momentarily, but some of the things that we can give to one another that we consider almost nothing can change the way they view the rest of their day. And what I'm saying is don't miss out on that opportunity every chance you get. Can you tell your partner you love them too much? I don't think so. Some people would say yes. I don't think so. Can you tell them too many times how beautiful they are? I don't think so, because we live in a society that promotes every day that you're not beautiful enough. So, you know, those things that, you know, you may not have had to say a lot in your life in the past, the world has changed and life has changed, and, you know, some of those things people need to hear on a more regular basis. And it's things like that that are signs of appreciation and gratefulness. We're going to start to wrap this up unless our callers are going to start chiming in. I'm going to give everyone a minute or two to be able to give us a wrap-up on their feelings on comfortability in the relationship and how not to become so comfortable so you forget that you feel have to show gratefulness and appreciation to your partner. Let's kind of start with Michelle. Give you a couple of seconds, give you a couple of minutes or so, and then we'll just go on down the line. Go to Sky, Janet, and then we'll close it out. Hey, Michelle? Okay, Sky?
Okay, I think we, when it comes to that, we have to be mindful. We have to, again, I go back to, and I'm on this because it's coming up so much in my workshops, the focus on the other person, we have to really stop that so much and place and blame. When we put the focus on ourselves and how what we're supposed to do and checking ourselves, you know, that's going to make the difference. It's going to make the difference. So, myself as an example, I am a daddy's girl. I'm the youngest of eight, so that's a problem right there because I have this thing of what I know about myself and being honest, entitlement and how I should be treated, you know, and that can be a bit much, you know, when I come from me with that. So I have to be mindful of that, you know, that my partner, I might be putting too much on her, expectations on her. So I have to check myself when things come up and realize, you know, that maybe I'm not being fair. And when we all look at ourselves in that way and not put the blame on other people so much, it just brings a different dynamic to your relationship because you're owning it, you know. So when it comes to being appreciative and not becoming comfortable, a lot of times we have to really check ourselves. What are we doing wrong? You know, what could we be doing more? We might want to get in a comfortable place, but you have somebody else here now. So you have to acknowledge that and come out of yourself sometimes to do the things that's best for the relationship. And it's going to make it stronger. That's going to create bonds.
Thank you, Janet.
Hey, Michelle is trying to unstick her phone at the moment, so Janet.
I agree with what Sky is saying. You know, it's just very important that we know how to, you know, that we really don't come complacent in a relationship to where we're so comfortable to where you just feel like, you know, whatever. We take our partner for granted, and whatever they do, they supposed to do. And, you know, we can never really, really get in a pace like that, you know, and it can cause problems. You know, as I said before, you know, I'm just type of person, I'm very attentive. You know, when I'm comfortable with my woman, I'm very attentive to her, to her needs, you know, her heart. Little things, something that I know she likes, if I'm out and about, I will go out my way. But something I know she really, really likes, you know, and just surprise her. Go, you know, and get, you know, nothing but an ice cream sundae, the certain kinds that she likes with all the little, whatever, just little things. It doesn't have to be, just like, you know, Prem was saying, that that's not something that you have to go all out and buy big things and trying to prove a point. You don't have to do that. Some things are just so small. I mean, I love running my woman's bath water and making little, you know, making, you know what I'm saying, putting wine in both of our glasses and getting some strawberries and listening to some music and whatever. I love intimacy. I love those moments. That's my way of showing her that I appreciate her. Now, for somebody else, that might be, you know, different or whatever, but those little things like that, you know, those are ways of me showing her, baby, this is, I want this time with you, this intimacy, whatever. I appreciate you for everything that you do. You know, everything that you tried to do and attempt to do and it did not come off the way that you wanted to, I appreciate even that effort. I appreciate that, you know. So, and I think if we place more into doing for him, I remember one time I was talking to somebody and we were gotten to talking about relationships. My thing was, when it comes to relationship, my duty or my, if you want to call it duty, job, whatever, however you want to call it, is to make sure that she's happy in every sense of the word. That's what I'm supposed to do. And her duty or her job is to do the same, to make sure that I'm happy, to make sure that she puts a smile on my face. That way, it keeps you from being selfish. It's not about you. Everything is not about you. Tend to her and allow her to tend to you. And that's all I want to say.
Okay. Hey, Michelle, you back with us yet?
Yes, I'm back with you.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
I don't think she went anywhere, but anyway.
Everyone. I just want to leave everyone with one thing. When you find yourself becoming complacent and taking your partner for granted, just wake up and ask them, how can I make your day better today? Simple things. It doesn't take much. It doesn't cost a thing to be considerate of the next person. And it doesn't cost anything to express gratitude as well when someone is being considerate of you. So, again, the next time you find yourself, you know, looking at what your partner is not doing, look at what they are doing and then ask them, how can I make your day easier today? That's all I have.
And this is Minister Dupree Alvarez, and I'm just a hopeless romantic. So I just think that there are just so many different ways, you know. I know the candies that my wife likes, and, you know, that's not even expensive. And if I pass through the door, through the store, I'll pick it up and I'll get that for her. And, you know, there are some things that I potentially might not even particularly care for that, you know, I know she does. So I'll do it. I sit through it because I know whenever I want to go to an opera or something, she'll sit through that with me, whether she likes it or not, just because she loves me and she cares about me. That's her way of loving me. So I say never, ever, ever, ever give up on your love. Never, ever lose faith that love is true and love does exist and that love is real, no matter how often society keeps trying to tell us that it isn't. We need love, and we need to learn how to both receive it and to share it more often. We're just signing out tonight saying that we love you all. We wish you peace. We send you blessings. You have a great and wonderful night. Thank you for calling in, and love in full enlightenment, and just live it up, everyone. Have a great night.
All right, good night.
Around here, I